my parents, this is, I think, what shaped a lot of my belief system. At an early age, my parents got divorced, and I was in fourth grade. And back then, divorces didn't really happen. There was a lot of intact families at that time. And so my mom changed from being more of a homemaker to being our full-time provider for my sister and I. So my home changed very quickly. And she struggled with alcoholism, and which later grew into prescription painkillers. She had, you know, some health problems, but she really never beat that. And she died. She passed away a couple years ago, but we weren't really close. And it really taught me to be really independent, which has its pros and cons, right? And it really taught me that I kind of have to figure things out and take care of myself. And it also taught me a little bit of distrust in people, and especially men, because she had been harmed, you know, just hurt through an emotional loss of having that partnership with my dad, you know, their marriage dissolved. And so those were really, I think, hard life lessons for me. And I've had to really try to change that internal dialogue. So I think now I'm 47. It's like you can't move the needle by yourself. It really takes a village, right? It takes a community. And many more minds at the table are so much more powerful than what you can ever do alone. And I know that's very cliche, but when you're kind of forced to fend for yourself as a young child, it's very hard to overcome some of those early lessons of not survival, but my sister and I lovingly like to call it, we were kind of raised by wolves, because we felt we had power, or we had shelter and we had food, but we had very little supervision or guidance or mentoring or all of those things I think kids really need to thrive. And so one of my big things is being mindful of those choices. Am I making them out of habit from what I learned early on, or am I making new choices as an adult to help me move forward?